knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom, Three's Company. Here we will review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
We are a quarter through this season, season 2.
A quarter. Okay,
yeah. This episode is called Alone Together. It aired October 25th, 1977, written by Alan J. Levitt, and of course, directed by Bill Taubin. Mrs. Roper is left alone while Mr. Roper goes to some sort of real estate conference.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she can't stay in the apartment by herself, which is so fucked up weird.
Yeah.
So she needs Janet to come stay with her and keep her company, leaving Chrissy and Jack alone together. And Janet, even at this point, after the episode Chrissy's date, after Strange Bedfellows,
yeah,
Janet is still questioning Jack's character. She just does not trust Jack. And then she comes home. She sees this romantic dinner Jack has set up. She thinks it's the worst. And meanwhile, Chrissy is going through her own crisis of not being attractive anymore.
Right.
While Jack, in the end, is trying to do the stand-up thing.
Yeah.
Sort of. So,
because as it seems like the writers are trying to establish Jack's a stand-up guy.
Right.
At the end of the day, Jack will do the right thing.
Right. And he kind of does. He always kind of breaks his own rules, but it's charming and you kind of forgive him. He doesn't step too over the line.
Right.
So he's allowed to just be the guy and kind of break the rules in a charming way.
And for, you know, 11 episodes prior to this, if I'm counting correctly,
yep,
we've, you know, watched them grow together, share this apartment. He's lied for them. They've lied for him.
A lot of lying.
But to
charming.
To keep, right. And then I can't for the life of me figure out what Janet is afraid of.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's just, I think it's just kind of keeping in with Janet's overprotectiveness. She's thought of as the smart one.
Okay.
And Chrissy's,
yeah, sure, managing a more, flower shop.
Yeah, right, more responsible. Okay. Kind of level-headed is what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Whereas Chrissy is kind of the more innocent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just her trying to be more parental in this situation. I don't think it means that, you know, Jack's a lech in her eyes.
Yeah.
So they were a team before Jack came into the picture.
Yeah.
But it is weird. It's inconsistent with the character growth of throughout the series so far. But anyways, it ends up, you know, Jack's doing the stand-up thing. Chrissy starts to think she's unattractive because Jack's not making a pass at her,
mm-hmm,
which is still kind of weird. They should be over by now. They should just be friends. They should just be doing their own thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, at this point, right, Jack's got his own room in the place. Like, if anything was going to happen, you'd think it would have already at this point.
Yeah, and it's weird. You know, Jack, there's also this idea of Jack having a girlfriend, and they introduce her, I think, in this episode as his girlfriend.
Yes, they do.
Here's the thing is, though, she doesn't reappear in the series as the girlfriend. This isn't a reoccurring character.
Yeah.
Sandra Curry is the woman who played this quote-unquote girlfriend of Jack's named Sherry Lee. Now, we talked earlier about actors coming back into the series as different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, Sandra Curry reappeared in the series as two different characters later on in season 5. She was Shelley Green, another love interest of Jack. Completely different person, same face. And then again in season 8 as Arlene Price.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same woman coming back into Three's Company as three different people. And so what I find interesting is the moment that Jack has the apartment to himself or a free night, or he's always got a date.
Yeah.
It was this nonstop date fest that Jack seemed to be just, you know, he's a good-looking guy, but I couldn't believe how many dates and girls
lined up.
Yeah. So growing up watching the show, I thought that's what you do.
That's,
you have all these women and you just go on all these dates.
Yeah.
And then when you grow up, you realize, oh my God, it's quite difficult to get one. I thought I was flailing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had been set up by shows like Three's Company, especially like Three's Company, where Jack, on just an off night, his problem wasn't getting a date. His problem was trying to figure out where he can make out or have sex with all these girls living with two other people.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, I grew up going, well, when I grow up and I start to be of the age where I can date, I'm just going to line them up every night and then I'm free. And it just, it didn't pan out like that for me or for anyone I knew, good looking or not good looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And in fact, anyone who would boast about a kind of a consistent dating life was always suspect.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So yeah, it was interesting watching all my friends, including myself, really flail at this and just going thinking to myself, man,
unrealistic expectations.
Jack, really?
Yeah.
How do you be like Jack? So there's that. Yeah. Did you like the episode?
He had it. I was the storyline weirded me out. And at the very end too, finally, not finally, but Jack is broken up with over the phone.
Yeah.
Right? Relationship's over. Mr. Roper, who has now been arrested under suspicion of prostitution in Arizona, okay, fine, means Mrs. Roper now has to stay two more nights. So Janet's staying again. And then the episode ends with like Chrissy like overhearing Jack being broken up with and coming to the realization that Jack is going to have the place alone with him or with her again. And she's already got validation that she wanted, that Jack's, you know, it's not her, it's right, somebody else. But then she just like is mortified. She's terrified of what Jack's going to do.
Well,
I don't know.
As much as you kind of turned a corner on the last few episodes, I would have to agree with you on this. I'm not going to fight you on this one. I thought it was a bit inconsistent too. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy the characters here. And I'm sorry I'm making concessions, but I think it's also the writers just not having a good handle on their characters just yet. And that'll come, I think. I don't want to give anything away, but it'll come in a way that really paints certain characters into kind of rigid boxes. And that's the only way to kind of get a handle on how to deal with this situation, I think.
I thought it started off really well. The whole bit with the girls doing calisthenics or yoga or whatever they were doing
in the
apartment and their sort of outfits. Jack getting stuck in the lotus pose, hopping around the apartment. Like I thought we were kind of getting back to maybe, you know what I mean? You know, Janet's promotion territory. But then we never left the apartment again until Roper went to Phoenix. It was just them in the apartment sort of just like humming and hawing and, you know, like fumbling with this awkward storyline. I don't know. I just hope it gets better.